Tinsel, you've been sitting all my friends. I mean, I think you love your country. I hope they don't bother you long, at least after Lady Kennedy told me I had a nice dinner with him and everything.
And I saw, and also I saw Mr. Walters at the end.
Oh,
in London, I gave it to you.
Yes. I haven't seen him, Mr. How was the residence? They're nice people.
Oh,
too. Yes, she's beautiful.
Oh,
she's
good girl.
Basically, you know, he's Jewish, he's a little crude, and this is
Pagan,
because he wasn't from there.
Yeah.
But he's a hell of an album. Listen, a guy doesn't make $500 million being dumb.
That's why she's there for the United States. He's not found to be second class to your
head. Oh, damn right.
I could act in a bed.
Oh, you're an Oxford, I know you look
at it. I don't have to go to
Incidentally, he's a great friend of Joe Alsop, so you know, they say that he thinks pretty good. You have one seeing tonight. You are an analysis.
Right.
That is right. Joe, you're open. Joe's coming.
You're going to see Joe tonight, then?
Yeah. She'll be an analysis on the phone as long as I'm not with that.
Oh, you're going to Alice Walker's place?
Oh, so tonight.
Is that right?
Yes.
Does she look like that?
She's such a
marvelous.
She will hit that person.
She's a great gal, a great person, a great person. Well, I was, Joe, incidentally, you talk very candidly with Harold. He said, I want you to know. So I always had him, and he was me. Joe, I think, is less, he doesn't feel very comfortable about what he thinks are the bugs in our joint Soviet American.
Oh, he's glad.
Oh, has he?
That's what I mean for the weekend.
The main thing he needs to know is I told Harold, I don't trust them and they don't trust me. And for that reason, the deal is going to either be a good one or it's going to be no deal.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You convinced Joe on
that? Oh, yes. I always said he's going to go the other way.
Right.
That's what he left.
Well, good.
No, he fully understood it.
Let Kurt on.
Harold's
not saying that.
That's the only reason the Soviets deal with us.
The only reason, Charles Taylor, your analysis of why the Soviet did this. This will be interesting.
Yes, I'm very happy.
Well,
I'm bad.
But they are, in my analysis, is that the Soviets are concerned
on your team.
On this team.
And my analysis is that the Soviets better came to office at first. Then they had peripheral reasons. They probably think a long period of detente. will destroy any unity that the West has and similar mechanisms. But those are the essential factors as a reason for it.
Now let's come to the point at which Harold is his expert, most of his expert, the China situation. Let me get your feeling about it. It's a tough one for us, very tough. As you know, the initiative that we have undertaken there is not the whole big bomb thing, it's just a comic opera. That is nothing. However, in itself, it was just there we are. On the other hand, beneath that is the fact that in the field of travel, exchange of persons, and in the field of trade, on the same kind of a basis, roughly speaking, eventually, that we have with other communist countries, an issue to undertake. The hard one still remains. The very hard one, of course, is the tact is the legal problem, the legal problem having to do with that, etc. The problem with that is, for us, for me, it's very personal, it's very strong, and is this, is how can you, the friends, in other words, how can you let them, our friends in Taiwan, changing our position, because it has not. We also face a very difficult practical problem. Harold, you know, is a Brit, is Oxford, and is a little bit too pro-British, so I'm not. No, he's very technical. Basically, here's the problem. Apparently, everybody's deserting us on the Taiwan problem. The UN, at the present time, we're going to get voted. What do we do? In the face of this, we're discussing it in the highest courts. I don't know. Now, there must be some reason, however, for Mao and Cho and all that, to make the move toward us, and they move toward us too. The move is, of course, in rhetoric, but that also means something. It's also significant to know. You know, when we went in Cambodia, a lot of people said the Chinese would intervene. I knew it.
But you and I also had this one out years ago, that they would never intervene on the ground.
He always said that.
That was right.
And we went into Laos, sorry. Three-fourths of the American press, Joe Alsop was one of the few who saw it, they would, said they were going to intervene in Laos. They did. As a matter of fact, it was at that time, right after our action in Laos, that both the Chinese and the Russians began to be more conciliatory. Now, what is your candid analysis of what in the hell makes those people tick at the present time? Just off the top of your head, just for our
matter. Looking at, I left a couple weeks ago, looking from afar, there doesn't appear to be any room of any change of any significance inside. They've got still enormous problems. Joe and I,
you may have enormous economic problems.
They are political. The party is still very strong.
He's always had the theory, Henry, that the army was the key to the place.
Absolutely.
And as a matter of fact, remember when we last talked,
it was in 67.
I was only
67. That's right.
Remember, I went to the nurse. I was sleeping. And I have to say, you make this trip today, you must stay the man. You're getting that best.
Well, that's not a Henry single, so you can buy
those girls. You are
using that. We didn't go out
because you know I'm not
from the wrong.
They're the most beautiful girls in the world.
Oh, they
do. Oh, they
do.
Go ahead.
Everything that the communists, particularly the Chinese communists, do, we sit up max wondering what the reason is. Usually there is a particular reason, there's an opportunity or something. But this one is a special one. I think Joe and I feel after the Cultural Revolution, he would like to take it back, say, about 1958, where there was some progress economically, there was some progress politically, and certainly they were appearing to be much more respectable internationally. Those are three reasons, I think. Must have in mind making any
decision. I think he wants all three.
I think he's trying to get something. President is much more interested in the administration than I'm so sure of. Obviously, a man who believes in running government as opposed to just talking about a serious problem. And he knows that this is what China needs most. That's what she needs most. I don't care what party is in
power. Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, I, before coming last night, I thought very for many hours till this morning. I said, if I were the President Nixon, this is purely a hypothetical position, I was faced with having to make a decision, one way, left, right, straight ahead, or whatever. What factor would I think of most? I kept on like that. I think the crucial factor is when I die. I kept thinking that the crucial time, the time of making any serious decision of one day or other, if possible, should be the greatest crime. Because you may make a decision today, and when Mao dies, that this decision may be 100 years from now. Like one is faced with that possibility.
A little bit, he has a much power.
The way it dies, the thing may shatter, the thing may get into a regionalism, the possibilities are there. They're probably there's a monolithic structure.
In other words, let's look at it another day and comparing a very small country to a very large country, it's difficult. But you know, Ho Chi Minh said that very little effect on the policies of North Vietnam.
I know what to do with the war.
Yeah.
If there were not a war, then something else might happen.
Yeah. You think that in terms of Mao's death, possibilities are
much greater.
Because I think you would be Mao.
I would say that it might be a dangerous capacity.
I see.
Looking
in Mao.
That could be a dangerous.
Yeah. And the North Vietnamese had jumped through the Cultural Revolution.
No.
Yeah. One problem in China is that they smashed their whole body bureaucracy. So they don't have a revived bureaucracy that they are.
They've lost 12 years. They've lost to a good 12 of in terms of making any political sense and progress. And I saw very big last time. I said, maybe it should stay before the old man decides to go to a better world. Because my colleagues are doing that, and that's the sure thing which is going to turn over. It was simply, I kind of thinking all the way along this journey, or saying, questioning terms, is there anything specific that has caused me to eat for too long had I to go play ping pong, which I needed to them as their servants. They would show them as the cream of American youth and the product of capitalist society. On the other hand, they would beat them at this ping pong game with their front. You see. So they can't lose on a situation like that. But why did they do it at all? And there are two possibilities. One is, as I said, Joe, having lost to when he was so damned that he got brought out during the Cultural Revolution. Why don't we do it? I don't tell you much. You know, it's kind of government stuff like that. And the foreign minister is sitting in the streets and not inside. Now he's seen the youth floating back here. So you see, these things are, there is no, it's very difficult for me, having lived more with systematic systems. Although I understand the time of the way of thinking, I think, we have to try these up a bit. To place a reason, and I found myself going crazy trying to find a reason, and in fact, there was no reason. I mean, even to this day, I've not found a reason for that invasion of India.
Yeah.
It was, I had some ball game in that. I said, she asked him, but I saw this one here before he's next to
her. It's too bad they didn't get in here.
That's what they killed us for. That's it, yes, right. That's what they killed us for. Oh, boy. I was certain that Moscow would take her in. That's not a lot of problems, Moscow. That's
it.
That's
it. It was all the problem of Russia.
Yeah. Now, this thing I did with it.
Friends from Austin, Texas, the administration is overreacting to being off the bills is on.
There's a lot of business devices. I think I should support them. Only the former government's not. On the other hand, I think it would be a different
principle. Everyone has a part of the program.
To say that we don't want to talk to anyone, that seems ridiculous. I've said it for some time to two of my friends from Taiwan. I can't tell that you must also understand the fact that it's difficult for us. Your job is to get on doing what you're doing now, but better. Because Taiwan is really miserable as well now. I'll soon see there's no question about that. And you set an example that you don't have to be a communist to live properly. But this is what I'm calling it.
Oh, poor times, I know that. When Hong Kong and Taiwan won, but they demonstrate very eloquently that if anybody ever finally gets on the mainland and gives the Chinese people a chance,
it will be the greatest damn thing that ever happened. At least move up. At least move up to that one. If we had not invented our own hands, it's what they do.
Yeah.
This is this idea, this claim, the idea of saying, well, I had an exact copy of thinking that the movement. 10% with them all dead anyways.
The awful will happen in positions like yours. Let me ask you something else. What about the Japanese? They come a long way. What is their future? Will they become a danger in the world?
Sitting where you sit,
what are doing, what's going to happen?
There's no question they have achieved an economic conquest, possibly, where it was a war. They were talking about Peking, but of course we're really talking about Asia.
Yeah.
You know, if not further north of the Pacific, I don't know.
Yeah.
So we've had something that has to be born. All the time we're talking about the China. You know, really, from your policy point of view, which gets it tough.
Because you look, you're affecting the heart and the whole body that are being involved. Yeah.
And there will be a lot of swing behind one way or the other. A lot of force behind. Discover this in the time. So it's bound to affect the whole region, including India, of course, of the Vedas. And the Russians are making their presence felt in the Indian Ocean. Think of this resolution for trying to gain some kind of balance throughout the world. That only superpowers can, that they could take up with any sand.
There is no advantage in
Sylvia. They take 20 minutes to know on the border. Fires up to him, no better.
It's
all right.
That's right, sir.
No, but it's something colossal. It's
more than on the European border, let's put it that way. That's a hell of a number.
Well, it's definitely the highest one. States helped them to get on their feet, that my party turned over the house.
You said,
he jumped over the house.
That's the picture, yes. And there, as he went from all right around to the street, right up to India, of course. There's doing this, getting into joint ventures, and in Japan itself, I hope that you will not speak of this, that they're going to have the Olympic Games next year, the Winter Olympics. So I, you know, I go to my court. I must say, I do it.
Great.
The old little games,
they're
back on the old stand.
They're doing everything.
They're back on the old stand. This is what upsets a lot of the agents now.
Yeah.
Particularly the political leaders. They know it's not they're too popular to talk about this.
I wonder
if they go deadly.
I wonder that would be affecting our friends in the mainland.
I think they are.
They must be worried a little about this. Or see it as an opportunity.
See it as an opportunity. I think clearly opportunities. This kind of comments from the others. They also are. So what there is worrying. Through this economic empire, if you legal and put there, you're protected by force in case. Now this is the next step. If you go in the United States, you say, look, we're going to gradually make you pay for some of your own defense. Sure, we put the nuclear umbrella up, but isn't that the general feeling? You ought to be able to. So we're off now, we want to be able to do something about it. All that adds up to, it's not a fear, I would be exaggerating by long ways that if I say anything about the fear of Japanese resurgence.
If the communist Chinese internal propaganda,
if I had a question, this is further than the good on the people. They've got to have other enemies in this game.
Public enemies, yeah.
Used to be you, then
well,
now they're mustard not on it, but the meeting the first place, I expect.
Well, sorry we can't do it.
Sure, the man that are
Yes, sir.